Good evening, good evening. Hello, how are you, Facebook friends and family, and also Podbean listeners? This is a special podcast this evening. I'm going to be having one of those late night conversations about the unexpected. Now, tonight, we're going to be talking about food and that conversation, life. We're going to be talking about some topics that people like to touch on or need to touch on and sometimes just resurface in their life at any given time. We have a special guest here this evening, Mr. Jeffrey Larry. He goes by the name of Uncle Keith. He's a good friend of mine and also an uncle of mine. And I have not seen him in some years, but he has so much knowledge. I wanted to compliment him and let him know that his skill set and his delivery, I want to record it. So if I have some bad days in the future, I just want his energy to come through any kind of way I can get it. Why not do it on audio? And we also have another special guest, which is my additional uncle, my St. Louis uncle, that lives here with me, that knows my ins and out and helped raise me a little bit. And he's going to be here as well talking about life. And this is therapeutic for him as well, because normally he wouldn't be here. And so just to have these two men together, to have this conversation, is very powerful and special to my heart. So good evening, Jeffrey. How are you tonight?
Good evening. I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain. I praise the Lord because he blessed me to come up here to visit my family. Just a little bit about me. Born and raised in Winchester, Kentucky. Went off into the military, did 12 and a half years in the military before I had a medical separation. After that, we chose to move down to Texas. We made Dallas our home, and I've been there now some 21 years. But I wanted to come back and visit family. I wanted to come up out of the heat. Here it is, August, what is it? Or is it already the first?
That's right. We're at the end of
September.
The month.
Is it September the 1st already?
Not yet. We're almost there.
Okay. Oh, so we're still in August, the end of August, but it's super hot down there in Texas. So I wanted to come up, see family, and just get away from the heat for a little while, take a break. I've been employed with the Postal Service some 21 years, and I'm looking forward to when God blesses me to retire from that and move on to another chapter in my life.
Perfect. Now, see, the way you just delivered that, I mean, I was just getting to ask you, who are you? And you just took it right off the flip. I really love the way you just let us know, our listeners, who you are and how authentic this conversation is getting ready to be. Brother Stephen Ray Larry, as my additional St. Louis uncle, can you tell us a little bit about you? And we're going to get to this conversation so everybody can relax and unwind and have a good rest of the evening. Who are you, Mr. Stephen Larry? Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Stephen Ray Larry. I'm Nishanta Chef Niecy's uncle. I was raised and born in Winchester, Kentucky. I'm proud of my home state. I eventually graduate and I try to move to a different chapter. So I moved to St. Louis, Missouri. I've basically been up here, oh God, 40 years now.
Oh, wow, 40 years. That's a long time to be in a new state, in a new location. You know, how was it for you transitioning at such a young age to a new state?
Well, when I was young, I was kind of buck wild, and it kind of, I blend in a little bit because I fit the character of my area that I lived at, which was in Richmond Heights. There were some really nice young kids out there, was not really radical kids. Just having fun, and I kind of blend in. And after a while, you get a little older, things change, nothing stays the same, and you start venturing out, kind of sort of finding your girlfriend and getting a good job, and you just move, you know.
Just living. And I know in these days out here, it's hard to be a man in this society dealing with the laws and the government and the things that we have to deal with. So sometimes it's good to let men know that they're doing a good job, and we appreciate everything that you all have went through throughout the year. So us, most of the time, uncles don't get a lot of recognition. So I just want to be one of those nieces that maybe I can start a trend for nieces to, you know, sit down and have a talk with their uncles, because their uncles are their mother's brothers, and their mother's brothers help assist them with their mother's everyday living before we even existed. So shout out to the uncles. I wanted to touch bases with my uncle from Texas. He's from Winchester, but he resides in Texas. He came down and he has a spiritual anointing on him that I am just in awe with. I wanted to touch bases on that with you, Mr. Keith. Can you tell me your passion and desire for the Lord and why you decided to become a Jesus freak? Because when I asked you what did you want me to title you as, you just said, I am now Jesus. And you meant to say freak because you meant to say all about Jesus. And it was just so freaky that you just said, I'm a freak. So please elaborate on that. Why is Jesus so important to you? And why did you decide to transition to this new layer of you?
I've always believed in Jesus. My mother taught me to pray. But I did not know the word of God. There are others who have had this encounter. I ain't the first. When you have an encounter with the Lord, it changes you. You may believe in the Lord, you may go to church and all of that, and that's good. But when you actually have an encounter with the Lord,
it's
going to change you. And so ever since then, I've been on fire for the Lord. I'm going to try to give you the short version because it's enormous. All the things that God has done to me, all the things that God has done with me and all he's done through me is too much to hit in this podcast right here. But I do want to say that I'm so grateful to the Lord for having that encounter. I'm so grateful to the Lord for having mercy on me. I'm so grateful to the Lord for blessing me to be in this house of prayer. I go to Friendship West Baptist Church, and I've been going to Bible study there. I took some Bible classes there. My senior pastor is Dr. Frederick Douglass Haynes III, and he has surrounded his staff. Not only is he a genius, but he surrounded his staff with some geniuses who have taught me so very much. God has speak through them,
yes.
And there's such an anointing on them that I've grown in leaps and bounds in terms of Christianity, in terms of being a disciple of the Lord, because I went to a true house of prayer. I went to where the truth is being taught, and I've learned that not all churches are teaching the truth. But I'm so grateful to God because God, when I went through my hell, God told me to get up when I was praying to him and begging to God to help me in what I was going through. I was going through a lot of pain. And so all week long, I was praying and crying and praying and crying and all week long. And then one day it hit me when I was in my prayer closet and I was crying and praying.
That's right.
I said, Lord, I'm not going to get up until you help me. You got to take this pain from me. And that's when God said, get up. Now you are ready. And go to Friendship West. And so I did. And ever since I went there, the Lord has been speaking to me. I've been growing in the spirit of the Lord. And I've been growing in knowledge and wisdom, and so I can't turn back now. And I've grown leaps and bounds in terms of knowing God's word, in terms of walking with the Lord. And so now, you know, I understand not all, but some of the text. And so when you learn better, you're supposed to do better. And when you learn the word of God, you're supposed to be obedient to the word of God.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
That is right. And you got so much spirit on you that you came all the way down here and gave me a little bit of it. That's why I am indulged with this conversation right now. We was talking over a couple of days about how I need to get more with the spirit of the Lord and also saturate, dwell in the thinking of the Lord so I can have all my desires.
Right.
And I'm working on understanding the lingo. I'm happy for this new introduction on how he's in my life. And I see how he's been in my life due to how I've been operating. And I have my Uncle Ray here that's been a testimony because he has seen, you know, things that we've been through. So you gave me your example and description of how Jesus has played a part in your life. And for myself, I'm going to get to you in just 1 second here, Uncle Steven. So get your words together because I'm going to give you a nice 2 minutes to elaborate on how Jesus has shown up in your life and how you appreciate him now. And I just want to say to podcast listeners that I will be coming out soon with my documentary of From Domestic to Respected. I did have a phase in my life to where I was not sure of my worth, and I just was not familiar with who I was. And now that I've came to a different spot in my life, I want to tell everyone about it. I want to introduce fear to the ones who are scared of fear, when you're supposed to just walk inside of fear and deal with it. You know, why would you be scared for the rest of your life? You only got one life to live. So I was introduced to the Lord when I ran out of me. So at the end of my domestic situation, I seen him, and in him I met me. The God in me was helped me discover my culinary skill set. It gave me a journey to lead me into doing this podcast at this moment. Moments are very special, and everything that you do leads up to moments. Can you imagine all the things that you had to get through just to get to this moment right here? You had to sneeze today. You had to use the restroom today. You had to wipe your eyes today. You had to drive your car today. All the moments you had today got you to lead to this special moment at this time. And so I just wanted to say thank you again to the two of you for taking the time out this evening to have this type of conversation, because I'm still being nurtured and I'm developing as we speak. Uncle Stephen Ray Larry, back to you. I love you and thank you for being here as well.
Well, thank you.
Could you please elaborate on an experience, and you don't have to be brief. You can give me a short summary about how God has showed up in your life and how you just want to give thanks at this moment, give glory to God at this moment through this podcast. For anybody that may be listening, they may want to, you know, sit with family and share some experience. So you have the floor.
Well, God bless you, Chef Lisi. Well, I've been through some radical storms, you know. The Lord pushed me through them, you know. But like they said, James 2 and 3, verse 20, work without faith is dead. So if you don't believe in something and have faith in something, and, you know, faith is like sight. You don't see it, but it's around you. It's God brings all these angels around you. You know what I mean? And you can feel the chemistry. And what I went through, from going to incarceration to coming back home to try to get back in the working field and get a job and all that stuff, it's been kind of radical, but God put me through something so I can have something.
That's right.
And I turned around and I went through the proper seizures, and he got me a job. He got me a place of my own. And I'm blessed. But in order to keep that, I got to keep the faith in God.
That is correct, because he is love. And if you don't love yourself, who else you going to love?
Amen.
Who else you going to love?
Amen.
And I'm glad that you spoke on that, because you said you had to transition from incarceration. And I wanted to say shout out to the men in incarceration, because right now we're having a men's ministry. There's only two of us right now, but I know it's some men out there listening. And I want, you know, some women out there to not overlook the men in incarcerations, because they just made a mistake. They all deserve second chances. And this is a testimony right here from a young man, an older man, that has been through trials and radical situations to where he discovered the Lord while he was incarcerated.
Amen.
To where he wanted to come out and do better for himself and live better.
Amen.
And so this is the two different versions of two different men, two different mindsets of the same gender. That means God is in everybody. You just heard my Uncle Keith discuss his story, his testimony, as small as he could, because he don't have enough time. We would have to sit up here and write 2-3 books for us to get introduced into his new movement. And also myself and my Uncle Stephen. We just want to, you know, let people know that unity is good, love is good, and conversation is good as well. Now, I got a couple more questions, and we're going to cut it short. We already have 15 minutes almost here, and we're going to cut it short in just a little bit here. I hope everyone has something delicious to drink, to relaxing, and just being at peace right now, because it's all about peace, peace, peace. Uncle Keith, let's talk about peace. Why is peace so important? And why is it important to have peace in your life?
Peace is extremely important. Without it, you can possibly lose your mind. But many times people don't know how to find peace. They don't understand. But let me say this, because I have to. Anytime, anymore, when you talk to me, you're going to get Jesus. And there's a reason for that, because I'm not the old Keith. You know what I'm saying? And I can't go back to that Keith. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to talking about peace, I remember one time a pastor said, and he emphasized how he begged God just for one night of sleep. So that means he was tossing and turning and couldn't go to sleep for nothing in the world. And so he begged God for one night of sleep. Now, if you really think about that, he must have been tormented. He was going through hell. You know what I'm saying? To not get one night of sleep. And when you talk about peace, what did Jesus say in terms of peace? Jesus said, "My peace be with you." And then he demonstrated the type of peace he had. He was in a boat with his disciples, with the apostles, and they were sailing across, I think it was the Jordan. He was in a boat with his disciples, mm-hmm. and a storm came up, and the disciples, Jesus was sleeping in the stern, but the disciples, when the wind and the waves were beating against the boat, they feared for their life, and they said, "Lord, Lord, we're going to drown," you know, and they woke Jesus up. And they said, "Lord, don't you care if we drowned?" And Jesus, while they are thinking they are about to die, in the same boat with Jesus, Jesus was asleep. That's how much peace he had. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then Jesus says, "My peace be with you," before he went to heaven. So he gives us that peace. You see what I'm saying? And he says, "Come to me, all who are heavy burdened." You know what I'm saying? He said, "Take my yoke upon you." You know what I'm saying? Because my yoke is easy. And what a yoke is, for those who may not know, yoke is what they put on two cattle. You know, that thing that went over their necks when they used to pull a plow. You know what I'm saying? And so that was very strenuous for the cow to have to pull through that dirt, you know, and walk with that. So two cows it took to tilly the ground. You see what I'm saying? They was called a yoke that they put over their neck. Mm-hmm. So when you got something over you, hanging on you, on your back, that's a heavy load, that's a heavy burden. Jesus said, "My yoke is light and is easy." You know, so when we come to him with our problems, with our issues, you know what I'm saying? So that you may have peace, give it to the Lord. See what I'm saying? And so there are times we all go through tough times in our life. There are times we go through situations, whether it's through the job, whether it's through a relationship, whether it's through our kids. There is going to be times when we're going to be tested and tried. Mm-hmm. But if we give it to the Lord and trust in him, if we find out about Jesus, you know what I'm saying? Before we have an opinion about Jesus, let's first find out all about Jesus before we decide about Jesus. Because too many times what people do is they have an opinion about the Lord without getting into the text themselves. They have not read the Bible themselves, and neither do they go to church. But they want to give you an opinion.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So first find out all about Jesus, and I assure you, while you are doing that, peace will come to you.
Amen.
Ooh,
amen.
Y'all heard that? I know y'all got y'all goosebumps on that one. I mean, peace is needed in everybody's life, and in order to master peace, you heard the remedy right there. You heard the remedy, and that might have been the peace button right there that we need to go. That's the pause that we need, because I'm getting ready to have a piece of silence right now, because I'm having a moment. Let's have a moment of peace. See what I'm saying? You see how good that feels just to be quiet for a moment?
Mm.
You are just with you.
Amen.
At that moment. Uncle Stephen, we're already at 20 minutes here, almost there. I got a question for you. It's not nothing like what we asked Uncle Keith. He's got two different people. Tell me a little about food and its importance. Why do you love food?
Food is healthy for you. You have to have food. It's energy. It pulls you through the day. You can't penetrate. You can't work. You can't think without nourishment. But it's the proper way of food you got to put in your body. And when you get older, you can eat Greeks food, restaurant food, all that fattening food.
That's exactly, because it affects the male, especially the male's prostate, the male's just things about the male. They need to educate themselves now on proper eating, healthier eating. And that's why I wanted to touch bases with you on that, because food is important to you now as you have gotten older. I just want to make sure that you stay on top of food and healthier eating habits, because, you know, we are one. And by you loving food, I wanted to bring that up, because you hear more often to taste my food than my Uncle Keith. He had a little bit tonight. But by it being so important to you, what's your favorite food? And then especially from your niece.
Lasagna.
Shout out to the noodles. Shout out to the pasta family.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Uncle Stephen. Another question, double duo. Don't think he was done yet. COVID, how has the pandemic affected your life? How has it blessed you or stressed you? Elaborate.
Well, the COVID kind of affects my life because, you know, I can't work because of my predicament, you know, I have prostate cancer. So I got to watch who I'm around.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to wash
that's
shoes.
That's our lawn. Go ahead, continue. That's
and
okay.
I got to wash
the cookies,
you know, areas I go to nowadays, because everybody ain't vaccinated and ask their choice, you know what I mean? But with my health, I got to protect myself, you know what I mean? So it kind of sort of affect me in a good parts, and affect me in a bad parts. You know, the good part, I get to stay in the house. You know, I get to get peace, what we talked about in our scripture, and I get time to build my self-esteem up, help myself more better, and enjoy me, and basically try to grow to love me.
Okay.
And I got that quality time to do that.
Okay. Quality time, peace, all of the things that we need in life to be sane. And when you're saying you have a passion for something, and those are my last two questions I'm going to ask you gentlemen tonight, and it's very important that some men that may be listening tonight to know that they can tap into their other side at times. They can tap in, and it's not acting weak or being sensitive. You're actually meeting you when you tap into your, I would call it, your feminine side. Because we're all one. We just got two different mindsets, and we're raised different. But in my opinion, men act like women sometimes, and women act like men. We all have different strengths, and we all have different sensitivities. So, Uncle Keith, your passion, what's your passion and your desire? Uncle Stephen, I will ask you that as well. So, as soon as Uncle Keith finishes his, you can finish with yours. I have one closing comment. We'll have final thoughts, and we can get to the rest of our evening. Again, thank you for listening, podcast listeners. Uncle Keith, your passion and desire.
My passion is the Word of God.
Amen.
And my desire is to please God. I appreciate you. Let me start by saying that. I appreciate you and appreciate this podcast. And I appreciate all the ears that may be listening to this podcast. But let me just say, please, my passion is the Word of God. And my desire is to please God. If you believe in God, then you should get to know God so that you can go home one day to God. Because not everybody's going to get to go. And so I want to try to help people who may not know God, who may not believe in Christ, get on the path that leads to righteousness, get on the path that leads to the small gate that leads to life. Jesus said, wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many go that way. So the Lord has his people and who believe in him, but many of them Many of them don't say anything about Christ. Many of them won't talk about Christ. But we know that Satan is doing his work. Satan is doing his, and he's got his demons, and he's got the people out there who are doing wrong. And those who call themselves believing in Christ are supposed to speak up. We are the ambassador for Christ.
Yes.
And if you don't know enough about Christ to say much about the Bible, then just say what God has done for you. Just say, do you know the Lord? Just say, I'm going to pray for you. You don't have to be a preacher in order to sow a seed.
Yes.
So I just wanted to say that. But if God moves you to get in the text, learn the Bible. Learn what you're supposed to be doing, that which is pleasing to God, because too many times we do some of everything, and much of what we're doing is not pleasing in God's sight, mm-hmm. you know? And that's no different than any of you who are out there who are listening. You have sons and daughters. How would you like it if your son and daughter are doing many things that is unpleasing to you? Many things that if you found out about it would be bad on you and be bad on your character, and we would reflect badly on you. Mm-hmm. You would not like that. And the same way goes for those of us who are children of God, but we're doing things that is not pleasing to God. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so my passion is to help others understand the Word of God. My passion is to help others to see how God loves you, to see how there's nothing you can do to separate you from the love of God. Because sometimes we think that, well, God doesn't love me, or why did I have to go through this or go through that? And we're so opinionated without getting into the Word of God and finding out, because you will find out that there's nothing that can separate you from the love of God, you know? And so, and the Lord says, no one can pluck you from my hand. So once you're in the hand of the Lord, once you confess your sins and give your life to Christ, once you say, Lord, come into my heart, you know, that's a wrap. Then all you got to do is learn about Jesus, because you have just become a child of Almighty God. So
that's
we have
right.
to, those of us who those of us who are Christians, those of us who have accepted Christ, we have to open our mouth and help others. How can others grow if we don't say anything?
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
How can they find Christ if no one ever opens their mouth to help
no
them?
No one introduces them.
Right, right, right. So that is what I say in terms of those of us who are Christians. You may not know too much now. You're still on spiritual milk. But get back in the church, please. Pray to God. Ask God to lead me to a good church where the truth is being taught. Don't let me be deceived by the devil, where this person is teaching your word and have not been called by you to preach or teach. You don't want to be in that church. You want to be in the church where God has called this pastor to teach. God has anointed him to preach his word, and God, by his spirit, is speaking through this pastor. You see what I'm saying?
It has to be the pastor's passion.
That's what's up.
Don't listen to no pastor unless it's his passion. And that was great. So hopefully we got that in. We got that in. Amen. Mr. Stephen Larry, your passion and desire, and we're going to wrap it on up with final thoughts so we can get back to our everyday night life.
Could you help me a little bit more by passion and thought?
Passion. So let me, okay, no problem. I love that you asked me that, because I love to start every day with a grateful heart, and I love to start every conversation with helping introduce somebody into a new layer of them. Passion. What do you have a passion for? What do you crave other than a food? What is your passion that you want to do for others to know about? What do you just want to do without getting paid for? What's your passion?
My passion is loving people, man. I'm a people person. I ain't gonna lie to you. I played ball my life. I'm around people. I moved to Missouri, and it's a lot big, humongous state, so you see people. You know what I mean? And eventually, some of them are gonna rub on you. And some of them are good, and some of them are bad, but you know what God puts you to. You know what I mean? And I like helping people. I live in Ferguson, Missouri, and we all know about Ferguson and Michael Brown and all that.
Shout out to Ferguson. Hey.
You know, and things have changed, and our communities have got better, but there's still people in our community needs help. You know, you see people walk up down the streets living on a viaduct, a lady named Linda, or you might see a friend like I got named Roger. He's 74 years old. He's a white German person. He lives in a middle class area of Ferguson, but he don't have nobody to cut his grass, do his gutters, take his trash out.
Exactly. So that's you hear your passion right there? Since you didn't know, there it is. Your passion is to help people.
Amen.
Your passion is to pick the ones that you think that need the most help, and if you're able to give it to them, that's what you do to make you feel good. That's your reap. Your reap is to have passion for those that you can help assist.
Pay it forward to people who can help themselves.
And your desire.
My desire is to stay with the Lord. You know what I mean? I love God. God has put me through a lot of things, and He understands that. God bless my heart. There's some parts of my family is kind of unbalanced with my girlfriend, my nephew, and all that stuff. You know, and our family, we need strength, but we need it from the Lord. You know what I mean? We got to stay focused in God first. Just praise Him. Talk to Him. Get an understanding with Him. You know what I mean? And take one day at a time. Take one step at a time. Don't try to be a microwave and get zapped or try to get some, you know, gratification this fast overnight, because it don't happen like that in the world. God don't make it happen like that in the world. You know what I mean?
Right. That's right. You know, and so that means at the end of the day, God is the root, the king of everything.
Yeah,
he's the master. That's what you need to look up to.
Amen. He's going to come in and, you know, He's going to hit the home run for you. The only thing you got to do is sit up there, and He's going to pitch it to you. And you just take your time to swing through it.
Ooh, you're going to use that baseball analogy on me. I knew some comedic, some type of something funny was going to happen tonight, because it wouldn't be funny, it wouldn't be real,
Amen.
And it wouldn't be authentic
Amen.
If it was not Chef Niecy. Now, I do have one last question for you, Uncle Keith. Can you tell me what is the best Bible to read? I know you were mentioning to me the New International Version, because there are all different type of versions, but in your recommendation, what do you suggest the viewers listen to just to get a better delivery on how to understand receiving the word?
Right. When God had first called me, you know, to get into the word, I had a King James Bible at the time. And as I was reading it, I realized it was a struggle for me. Mm-hmm. So then the Lord led me to Barnes and Noble's to buy another Bible. And when I was reading it, I happened to be at my men's ministry, and we were reading out loud, and we were taking turns reading, you know what I'm saying? And when it was my turn to read, I was struggling to read the King James Version, because we don't speak like that now.
Oh, right.
It says y'all and thy and thee and shall and all that, and we don't speak that way. So the pastor said, you know, I suggest that you may want to get another Bible. So mm-hmm. when he did that, I prayed. I went to Barnes & Noble, and God led me to the NIV version. And ever since then, I understood it very plainly. So I suggest to people who may want to get a Bible, pray. And then go to Barnes & Noble somewhere and let God lead you to a Bible. And let me say this. There are several different types of Bibles, several different versions. If you struggle with your eyesight, you want the lettering to be big. You also would like to get everything that Jesus said, because Jesus is who we have to learn about. He is who we have to believe in, who we have to follow. You want that in red. So it identifies everything in red, you know, is coming from Jesus himself. Some Bibles, it's all black, so you can't not differentiate when Jesus is speaking or not. You see what I'm saying? And you want to know when Jesus is speaking. So that is my suggestion. NIV is a great one for those of us. But there are also the English Standard Version. There are other versions that may speak to you as well. But if you pray, the Spirit of the Lord will lead you to the Bible that you need.
The NIV Version. Yes. So, guys, did you hear that? That is self-explanatory.
Yeah,
that is
clear
as day. That's
the New International Version.
Exactly. That is so much clarity given in that. You know, there's no other way that you can. There's no way you can go wrong with that. He gave you all the different types. And like he said, if you're struggling with vision, get you some big print, some bold print, so you can just read it and not want to put it down, because it's so good. And like Chef Niecy would say, that's so good. Uncle Stephen, do you have any final thoughts? Because we're going to get back to what we do best, is create love and find the peace within ourselves to motivate and love on others, because that's our passion and desire. Your final thoughts for tonight, Mr. Stephen? Thank you both again for coming out. Appreciate you.
God bless you all. Stay prayed up. Amen.
Uncle Keith, your final thoughts?
My final thoughts are talk to the Lord. Believe it or not, He hears your prayers. And don't quit, because if it's going to mean anything to the Lord, it's got to mean everything to you.
it's gonna, if it has to mean anything to the Lord, it has to mean everything to you. And anything that grows got to have life in it. So make sure that anything that you do, you put your all into it and you put life into it, because it will grow. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful evening. And if you want to hear this conversation again, please tune in to That's So Good podcast with Chef Niecy. And it will be on there for you to listen to at your convenience. Have a good night. Stay safe. And like Jesus wants you to do, pray. Amen.
Amen.
Good night.